is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Senate's considering proposed amendments to President Trump's bill of tax breaks and spending cuts, with the battle lines clearly drawn. Democrat Adam Schiff.
Donald Trump promised he wouldn't cut Medicaid. But this bill cuts hundreds of billions of dollars from Medicaid. It is shredding the president's commitment made again and again.
Republican Mike Crapo.
Reining in wasteful spending, as achieved in this bill, is the best way to restore economic prosperity and opportunity for all Americans.
The senators are hunkered down for what's called a vote-a-rama, and it could take all day and into tonight. The House is being called back into session as soon as Wednesday. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
The House has a lot larger conference to deal with on the Republican side, and as we have seen, you know, this is a very fragile coalition. Obviously, the bill that the House sent over was very carefully crafted. The Senate did make some changes to that, and certainly the House has been clear they're not just going to swallow whatever the Senate sent over.
The Trump administration says its investigation has found Harvard University failed to protect Jewish students from harassment, and it's threatening to cut all federal funding from the school, as Stacey Lynn reports.
In a statement, the Ivy League school disputes what the federal report concluded. It says Harvard is far from indifferent on this issue and strongly disagrees with the government's findings. Following its own task force report, Harvard says it released a list of actions and commitments along with initiatives the university's put in place to show it will continue to take this seriously.
The Justice Department has announced what it's calling the largest healthcare fraud takedown in history. The FBI's Christopher Delgado.
It's not just about financial losses. It's about patients being exposed to unnecessary procedures, false diagnoses, and delayed care.
CBS News has learned there has been a dramatic rise in the number of attacks on religious institutions in the U.S. Justice correspondent Scott McFarlane has that.
Between 2021 and 2023, the number of assaults in houses of worship, churches, synagogues, temples has doubled. That's a remarkable increase in such a short period of time. It's one that the U.S. Department of Justice is going to have to wrestle with.
Activists say Iranian authorities have arrested and executed hundreds of people in the wake of the war with Israel, many on spying charges. Checking the numbers on Wall Street, stocks have been higher all morning. The Dow Jones Industrials currently up 134 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council meets tomorrow night to discuss water projects, public safety funding, and a mayoral liquor license veto. The agenda also features talk about firefighting training grants and a parking lot closure for a veterans event. The meeting is at the library. You can go deeper on that agenda at racinecountyeye.com. A vacant industrial building on Kenosha's north side suffered heavy fire damage last night. No one was inside the former North American Salt plant and no injuries were reported. The cause is under investigation. Flags across Wisconsin are at half-staff to honor Milwaukee police officer Kendall Quarter, who was killed responding to a shots fired call last week. Governor Evers ordered the tribute with the suspect in custody. Flags will be lowered through tomorrow and on the day of Quarter's interment. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have launched a $3 million AI lab to help Wisconsin manufacturers adopt automation technology. The aim is to boost innovation and competitiveness statewide. And the Recplex in Pleasant Prairie is putting a new rooftop solar system on the facility. It's expected to cut energy use by 15% and save nearly $4 million over the system's lifespan. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers on their way to Queens, New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings. The game began with Rockies manager Warren Schaefer and batter Tyler Freeman arguing with the umpire about balls and strikes, both ejected. I asked Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick how it went for him.
That first inning was definitely a grind. I felt like I was making good pitches, just trying to get rewarded a little bit, how close they were. Said something, you know, go on from there, but he ended up being right.
Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have reached a new three-year deal with Bobby Portis Jr. worth as much as $44 million. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, Bobby, he's been fantastic every night. Every night he gives us something defensively with his hands and his rebound.
And former Buck Malik Beasley, now with the Pistons, under investigation for gambling. Beasley accused of betting on NBA games 2 years ago while with Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 84 degrees.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being with me on my Monday. And we've got a great show for you today. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, of course, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1971. Also today, Diane Carlson from the Racine Arts Council joins us. Keep it here.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away if you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on the rising wind. We're going up around the bend. Ooh. Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get wild and get
Park to historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Working my way back to you, babe, with a burning love inside. Yeah, I'm working my way back to you, babe, and the happiness that time I let it get away. Playing every day when you were so
the bird.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We are so excited about this Friday. Friday, of course, is the 4th of July, and we are excited to welcome Cindy Huber back behind the microphone. She's going to be here from 6 till noon. She'll be filling in for Don Rosen because Don is going to be down at the 4th Fest Parade with Lou Regani. Lou's got some classic cars, and Lou's going to be bringing one of those classic cars to the parade. So Lou and Don will be in the parade. They'll be calling in to Cindy Huber, who will be here behind the microphone. So lots of fun Friday morning for the 4th of July with 4th Fest and WRJN.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or racineriverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
local news. Timeless Hands WRJN. A study says domesticated dogs have developed the ability to make that sad eye look as a way to evoke human sympathy. Now, their ancestors, wolves, don't make that face at humans. Yeah, they have more of a "you look like you'd be quite delicious for dinner" kind of look.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. You say in that very special way.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Listen to archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Mornings at 7:25, middays at 12:05. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Common Council gathers tomorrow night with a full agenda. There will be talk about water infrastructure projects, public safety funding, and whether to uphold the mayor's veto of a liquor license. The council will also consider grants for firefighter training and improvements, as well as a request to close Festival Hall's parking lot for a veterans event. The meeting is open to the public at the Racine Public Library. You can go deeper on that Common Council agenda at racinecountyeye.com. Wisconsin's flags are being lowered to half-staff today in honor of fallen Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. Governor Tony Evers issued the order as the community mourns Officer Corder, who was shot in the line of duty last week. Corder and his partner responded to a shots fired call. While Corder lost his life, his partner is expected to recover. The suspected shooter, 22-year-old Tremaine Jones, is in custody and faces likely homicide charges. The Milwaukee Police Department released a video today of Officer Corder previously talking to new officers.
Hey, I'm Officer Corder, District 2, Milwaukee Police. I'm a police officer. I love being a police officer. It's an exciting job. It's never a dull day. You never know what's going to happen. So that's one reason why I like being a Milwaukee police officer.
In his statement, Governor Evers expressed his condolences, calling Corder a dedicated public servant whose loss will be felt throughout Milwaukee and the state. A Racine man convicted of shooting his mother's boyfriend has been sentenced to 5 years of probation. Damian Mason could have gotten up to 60 years in prison after being found guilty of attempted second-degree intentional homicide. Mason was 17 at the time, claimed he was defending his mother, and his family and supporters argued he should have been protected by Wisconsin's self-defense law. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Current temperature is 85.
WRJN. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? So cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before. But the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Stuart J. Waddles is here. It's summertime. A lot of folks are going to be taking road trips this year.
Oh, yeah.
How many hours? Road trip, yeah. What's that?
A family road trip. Yes, indeed.
How many hours will a family spend on the road this summer on a typical road trip? How many hours in the car?
Between 4 and 8. Well, that's one way. So I guess I'll total it 24 hours.
24. Hey, you're pretty close. 23. Yeah. Is the average.
Yeah, I'd figure something in that range there and back, and then getting around where you're going.
And how many of those 23 hours, during those 23 hours, how many bathroom breaks?
Ooh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 12.
Wow, you are good at this. 11 is the, is the total.
All right.
That seems like a lot of bathroom breaks.
My kids drink a little bit more water than a normal kid.
But that's basically every 2 hours.
Well, and it depends on the range in age.
Yeah.
The little one just wants to see different things. And I think she gets that by saying, I have to go potty.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. And then where's the best place for the pit stop? You got to go to
traveling in Wisconsin. We all know Quick Trip.
Quick Trip is the way. Yeah.
You're doing a nationwide travel. You try and find a Buc-ee's. Those are immaculate. Yeah. Other than that, you know, they have gotten better over the years. From what I remember as a child, where you had to go to the front and grab the key from the guy with two teeth and then go around and open it up. And then it was just, oh boy, what happened in here?
I have to admit, since we were kids, that has gotten a lot better.
A lot better.
Way better.
Not always great, though.
But usually you can find something pretty good.
We can agree that it's way better than it used to be.
Yeah, for sure.
That was an awful experience sometimes.
I was always, when we did family road trips, my kids are grown and out of the house now, but when we did family road trips, I was always the dad who would say, does anybody need to stop? And most of the time the answer was no.
Yeah, when I was a kid, there would be parts of the interstate where we'd just pull over to the side. Okay, go ahead and go. It was me and I had three older brothers, so that was a little easier that way.
Dad gets arrested. I don't think you're allowed to do that. Yeah, different times.
Well, the Indiana State Patrol, I guess, didn't matter or didn't mind back then.
Okay, if you say so. There's Stuart J. Waddles. You just put pictures in my head that I'm trying to, I'm not going to be able to shake it. I can't get it out.
Shake it.
There's.
That was you. You did that. That wasn't me. That was you.
There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date throughout the day on WRJN.
Beginning of it. you right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? Not didn't I? So don't you leave me standing.
Yeah.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for cool ways to spend a hot summer day? Make sure to swing by the Beachside Oasis for a cool down and go to Racine's North Beach. And don't miss Dan Marcus with your sand and surf report. He's got beach and water updates airing several times daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And it's all brought to you by Anton Painting and Decorating, bringing vibrant color inside and out.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You're invited to the soft opening of Mahoffers on Main July 1st. Be the first to experience Racine's newest hotspot, Mahoffers on Main, located at 236 Main Street. Grab your crew, throw on your favorite boots or sneakers, and get ready to make some memories. Serve an ice cold beer, house poured moonshine, and top shelf whiskey. Everything for a great night out. With a playlist that hits everything from country classics to party anthems and throwback jams, there's something for everyone on the speakers. Doors open at noon July 1st.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The summer heat is here. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling is here to provide expert summer tune-ups to keep systems running efficiently, save you money, and prevent costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repair and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit mkehvac.com to schedule your summer tune-up now.
can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now, Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. It's busy on Capitol Hill with the July 4th holiday approaching and President Trump's deadline for passing his tax and spending bill.
Republicans need to stay tough and unified during the home stretch, and we are counting on them to get the job done.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, CBS's Natalie Brand is following.
The clerk will call the roll.
Senators launched a Votorama Monday morning as Republicans try to tee up a final vote on the president's tax cut and spending mega bill as early as today.
Bring amendment after amendment after amendment to the floor so Republicans can defend their billionaire tax cuts.
Over the weekend.